homesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Correspondent Rosie just noticed Stacey Abrams has now dropped her challenge and accepted the fact that she got her butt kicked in the gubernatorial election in Georgia. So that's one down, two to go.
Kemp Lyle will
here
be
from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week for all of your jewelry needs. Whether it's a repair, whether you want to trade, sell, or have us make something from your heirloom jewelry, we're happy to do it. Come see our new beautiful collections. Pick out something. Let us make it. Whatever it is, we're open to Marguerite's. We're going to give you the highest quality, the finest service, all with top-notch jewelers and at the best price. Come see us at Marguerite's. We really appreciate your business. Thank you.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY. Do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Welcome to November 16th. It's National Fast Food Day. Okay, that's a double cheeseburger and a diet root beer. Please pull up to the window where we'll give you chicken strips and a chocolate shake instead. It's who we are. It's what we do. Have a delicious National Fast Food Day.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Georgia Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Stacey Abrams acknowledging her Republican opponent Brian Kemp will be certified as the winner in their election.
This is not a speech of concession, because concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, cannot concede that.
Abrams says she won't challenge the election results in court, but is calling on officials to fix what she says is a broken system. Some of the Central American immigrants seeking asylum in the U.S. have reached Tijuana, Mexico.
Within eyesight of U.S. soil, migrants face the reality of a life of waiting in Tijuana, Mexico. By most estimates, it will be well into next year before many get to state their asylum claims to U.S. officials.
Fox's William LaJeunesse. A federal judge today ordering the Trump administration reinstate the White House press pass for CNN's Jim Acosta. This is Fox News.
How about that gracious acceptance speech, huh? God.
all around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if a pop's too soon, press down again. Make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast! When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast. Yeah, toast! Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
News Talk, 93.1 FM. It's 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. I just got a newly uploaded traffic report from our buddy in the dungeon down there.
Waka waka.
It's one of the longest I've ever seen, so there must be all kinds of stuff going on, so let's find out.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We got all kinds of things happening here. Montgomery, we are all wrapped up in accidents this afternoon. 2900 block of Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway at 85 South, Madison at North Court Street, 65 at Clay Street. We've got all kinds of things going on here. We have some very slow traffic on 85 southbound at Chantilly Parkway. It looks like there's an accident there right around the ramp. You come on down on 85 down to southbound, and right before you get to South Union, you're going to run into some pretty stiff traffic going down to the interchange. On 65 northbound, that'll be the accident on Clay Street. That's got things messed up right there pretty well. Over on the East Boulevard, right around 85, and then on up north of Atlanta Highway, up toward Wears Ferry Road, all kinds of trouble up that way. So be careful out there. There's trouble every turn this afternoon. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion. Sally Beauty, Cato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, I had no chance to check the numbers today, and Brandt is off on Friday, so let's find out what's happening with Fox Business at 5:10. If there's something you'd like, have you heard the new Bohemian Rhapsody parody called Opinion Rhapsody?
I don't think so.
It's really, really well done.
Oh, yes, I have. Very good.
We played it yesterday at 3 and at the end of the show, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to do it again right after this break upcoming. Fox Business first at 5:10.
Work on Wall Street. The major averages closing mixed, with the Dow closing higher. This after the president said China wants to make a trade deal with the U.S. Among the laggards today, chip makers and big retailers, while healthcare companies and utilities were among the gainers, with the Dow closing up 124 points, NASDAQ down 11, S&P 500 up 6. And shares of Williams-Sonoma falling over 11% after the home goods retailer's third quarter earnings raised concerns about the impact of tariffs. And after rolling back prices under criticism from President Trump. Pfizer plans to raise the list prices of 41 of its prescription drugs in January, according to the Wall Street Journal. Most of the planned increases will be about 5% and won't affect about 90% of the drug company's portfolio. Back in the summer, Pfizer had raised the list prices on more than 40 drugs, which prompted the president to tweet that the company should be ashamed of its increases. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hutt. Starting today, the Salvation Army's Red Kettles will appear outside more than 40 businesses and organizations in the Montgomery area. The money collected in the Red Kettles helps fund the Salvation Army's year-round programs, including its kitchen and shelters. Last year, the Salvation Army served more than 4,000 people. This year's goal is to raise $350,000 locally by Christmas. Taking the train to Birmingham or Mobile may be getting a little closer to reality. Last night, the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs held an open house to get input on its study. They're in the second phase of the feasibility study that would link Montgomery to Mobile. The preliminary results of the study will be revealed in the spring, and then the final results will be revealed in October 2019. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hutt. Remember, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After such a dismal start earlier this week, things are looking so much better for the weekend. For tonight, mostly clear. Not quite as cold as last night, but chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. I think the weekend forecast is really looking sensational. Abundant sunshine tomorrow with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Sunday with more sunshine. The overnight low temperature Saturday night, by the way, down to about 42. Monday and Tuesday, Thanksgiving week starts on a very nice note with plenty of sunshine. Mid-60s both Monday and Tuesday, and it looks like a nice day on Wednesday, the biggest travel day of the year as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, it is 5:15. Let's talk to William B., our critic at large.
Hey, how's everything going this afternoon?
Fair to middling. Yeah.
I wondered if I could hear something by Norm Macdonald. It was kind of tragic at the time.
Yes.
The crocodile.
Yes.
Greg's kind of dressed like the crocodile hunter today.
Oh, really?
Other than the khaki shorts, he's wearing the fly, or the, not the...
The cargo
the fishing
shirt.
And he's not fly fishing. The fishing shirt that's khaki, he's wearing a vest that's khaki. If he was wearing khaki shorts, look like you're about to wrestle a gator.
he's dressed for that then. Greg, I was going to ask you. I've been kind of listening on and off here lately. How is your Fufus?
Briscoe?
Briscoe, was that the one that had the problem?
My little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, cat-headed thing that looks like Chewbacca. Mr. Thing.
Yeah, how's he doing, man?
I'm happy to say, so far so good. He had an oral cancer that our brilliant veterinarian, Dr. Kate Armstrong, lasered out. Discovered it by accident. Was working on something else and caught it before it had a chance to, you know, connect to a jawbone or something. Could have been a horrible situation. So
yeah, I remember when you were talking about, you know, that they discovered that, and I just just been thinking about it, man. Just wondering how it was, because I know you're like I am. They're not pets; they're family.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're optimistic, and he's been asymptomatic recently, so that's good too.
Okay.
So thanks for asking, man.
All right, man. Hey. Good show.
All righty. And we've had two Norm Macdonald requests, so we'll do them back to back. Crocodile Hunter in Germany, and then that Opinion Rhapsody song, which is really amazing.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner at Cartridge World of Montgomery. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... I don't know. People come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know, I had to be pissed about it, were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man.
Please don't
give me that. Bill, man, you had a chance when the guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother... He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. That guy, Schrankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that you don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
Must listen.
I know we have political correctness, which is a joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. Law about offending people. How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual or a collective or a group or a society or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
I'm offended by this guy, Slawell. He's made the news several times since the recently rigged election. Congressman from, is it California? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Slawell caused a firestorm today. I missed that one. He suggested using nuclear weapons against American citizens who oppose his far-left gun control agenda, which includes forcing Americans to give up their semi-automatic weapons. Slawell made the comment in response to a May news article on his radical plan that was widely recirculated on Twitter on Friday, in which he called for a $15 billion government program to confiscate millions of guns from Americans. That ain't gonna ever happen, a-hole. You know, it's just not. Because we need our firearms to protect us from Democrats. Sorry, man, that's just the way it works out. As Bruce Hornsby in the Range once said, or whatever it is. That's just the way it is. We're at 525 on Happy Hour. We got time for another request or two. We are going to play the Opinion Rhapsody, which debuted yesterday and is really, really well produced. And by the way, the Queen movie made Time Magazine's top 10 for the year.
Very cool. I enjoyed it. I really did.
I may actually go see it if I can create the time.
I'd recommend it. It's a worthwhile movie. They don't go too far into the debauchery. They keep it mostly about the music. I mean, they do touch on his sexuality and how he was a conflicted guy. And he really did love his wife, and it gets into all that tragic stuff. But it really sticks to the music and his career and how that played into his complicated life. Good stuff. Really well done.
525, you know, we... Here in the building, those who are part of the Blue Water family often have something in common. And one of those things that we have in common is Montgomery Paint and Body, because we have all used them.
Twice I've been the victim of Dark Knight mailbox attacks, including my own.
That's a heck of a way to christen your new house. Driving out on a Monday morning, my first time coming to work from the new place, and it scrape down the right side. Well, whoever put it so close to the driveway, that was dumb. Had nothing to do with, you know, as well.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
All right, that's my fault. I admit it. But the boss, I'll never forget, had left the office and hadn't even gotten to Perry Hill. Some knucklehead came out of a parking lot and dinged him up. And he called me because he wanted Donnie Turner's number. There was no consideration that he would take the car to any place else. That's his beautiful Mercedes that he worked hard for, and he wanted it to look like nothing had ever happened. And that's basically, we call it good as new, maybe better, but trust me, when you go to get your car from the Turner family, they're, it's just not in their DNA to do anything less than the most perfect job possible. No shortcuts. They give you your money's worth. They're incredibly well respected. In fact, insurance companies have gone through their facility on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane and videotaped their techniques to show others. This is the standard of outcome that we would like people to receive when they bring a car in for repair. They're that good. They have talented people, state-of-the-art equipment, but at the bottom line, it's got to be as good as new, maybe better, before they call the owner to come pick it up. And then when the owner shows up and sees their car for the first time since it was in the wreck,
wow!
That's what they strive to hear. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. The number's 27-WRECK with a W.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have quite a few areas where the traffic is still really heavy. On 85 southbound around Chantilly Parkway and ramping off of 85 southbound onto Atlanta Highway. Things are pretty busy right there. Going up to Atlanta Highway around Taylor Road, Macklemore, Bell Road, all the way up to the Boulevard. Things are pretty busy there as well. Looking up the Boulevard on East Boulevard, up around Wares Ferry Road, all the way up to Lagoon Park. It's very busy. South Boulevard down around Troy Highway. Still a lot of traffic there. As you get on down into the downtown area around Madison, all the stuff downtown is really busy. Still some stuff on 85 southbound between South Union and the interchange, and 65 northbound up around Clay Street. Still some cleanup going on there. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Brace yourself, I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Funny Friday.
Boom! I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All you have to do is stay awake until 9:30. Oh. All right, 9.
Tonight on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We think it's real nice.
speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me. I'm at my keyboard with anonymity. Then I get fired up and I post, get some likes and some votes. I love my opinions. Others are inferior to me.
Yeah. especially when it sounds just like me.
News Talk 93.1 FM at 5:37, and that's called Opinion Rhapsody. You can get it on YouTube or on my Facebook page. It's really, really well produced, and I agree with it. I would love a Democrat if they would only just be more lovable. this is who?
Pedro.
Pedro.
See.
Well, what can we do for you, Pedro?
Mr. Greek.
Yay.
I am stuck in Tijuana.
Why?
I am on the caravan, mm-hmm. but I am stuck. I get a job at a zoo. Do you have a daughter that works at a zoo, Mr. Green?
I do, in Tijuana, the Tijuana Zoo.
They are doing something special down there, Mr. Green. They have a rhinoceros and an elephant. They are breeding, and they make a new animal. Do you know what they call it?
Mm. Yeah, hell if I know.
What's it called?
Mr. Grease, steal my life.
Hell if I know. No, it's a funny joke, Pedro. Got any more, I hope?
No, I still try to be a Canadian, but I am not doing so good, Mr. Grease.
A Canadian?
A comedian.
Oh, comedian. I see.
Don't give up your day job.
I will go back to work. No, I hear you were very sick a few weeks ago. Did you go to the doctor, Mr. Green?
I did go to the doctor, yes.
Did you have a bladder infection?
I did not have a bladder infection.
Oh, good. Because if you have a bladder infection, you're in trouble.
Why?
You're in trouble.
Oh, you're in trouble. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I yeah, hit you that time, Mr. Green.
You sure did get me that time, Pedro.
That is all I have today. I am very tired. It is a long walk from Honduras to the South Point of America.
Well, have a great weekend wherever you end up being.
See
you later. All right, it's 5:40. It's been kind of a rough afternoon on the highways. Got the latest from Rick Walker at 5:40.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Lots of little fender benders out there. East South Boulevard in front of McDonald's. Heron Street at Holt Street. 1600 Federal Drive, 5000 Northeast Boulevard. Let me run down some of the high traffic areas for you. That'll be East Boulevard from I-85 all the way up to Ware's Ferry Road. Looks like it's 65 northbound around North Boulevard. Heading up toward Prattville's pretty busy. We've got 85 southbound from South Union down toward the interchange is picking up. And also right around Chantilly Parkway on 85 southbound. And Atlanta Highway is pretty busy this afternoon as well. Something else that I wanted to tell you about, something that will help us all, is a new Twitter account, Rick Walker. You can get me at RickWalker797575, and you can tweet me traffic stuff whenever it's safe to do so. So please do that. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off, and pearls are 35% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry during their moving sale. Harold's Fine Jewelry, Zelda Road, don't miss this sale. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Adorable. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After such a dismal start earlier this week, things are looking so much better for the weekend. For tonight, mostly clear. Not quite as cold as last night, but chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. I think the weekend forecast is really looking sensational. Abundant sunshine tomorrow with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Sunday with more sunshine. The overnight low temperature Saturday night, by the way, down to about 42. Monday and Tuesday, Thanksgiving week starts on a very nice note with plenty of sunshine, mid-60s both Monday and Tuesday, and it looks like a nice day on Wednesday, the biggest travel day of the year as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Okay, Tennessee season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don't miss the going out of business sale at Sears and Kmart. Compact discs, 10 for a dollar. Fax machines, we're practically giving them away. Paper maps, calculators, and analog watches, all 95% off. DVD and Blu-ray players, make an offer. Want to compare prices? Call us from the payphone outside the store. And you can pay for everything with a check. Sears and Kmart, right next to the VHS machine repair shop in the obsolete mall.
Yeah, when I walk on by, girls be looking like my beard is fly. The best beard on earth, girls watch me work like a Papa Smurf, yeah. This is how I roll, brush and trim, hair's in control. I put some mousse to hold, and like Santa Claus, I got the glow, yeah. Girl, look at that beardy. Girl, look at that beardy.
beardy. Girl, look at that beardy. I grow it out when I walk in the mall. This is what I see. Every girlie wants to get with me. I got bush on my face and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy cause I grow it, grow it, grow it. I'm sexy cause I grow it, grow it, grow it.
I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you
know. Do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter. Yeah, that's damn good, Reefa. That was, the whole bit was all, everybody was, Nixon, that's really good weed. You know, the whole bit. I can't believe I'm doing it. Give me more. Here you go, Curly. Why, certainly. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See,
Walter Brennan.
Weed's making
it's damn good, Reefa. Yeah, the budge on fire. The budge on fire. Mr. Haney from Green Acres.
Do it. Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur-lined battery run bong for your smoking pleasure.
I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though. I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh.
Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit. But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show, except for Howard Sprague. I can pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Oh, sure.
Bowtie?
Yeah,
bowtie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No, Pot's making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm drop the Love Master and put in the pot routine.
Do you do Floyd the Barber, too?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do Aunt B?
Yeah. Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
I don't know what the voltage is on this, but I find it the most intriguing story as we wrap up the week. The person who won the $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot still has not claimed it.
Wow.
This was a ticket that was sold in North Carolina. They have 180 days to claim the prize. And that was the only ticket that was a winner in that $1.5 billion drawing a few weeks back. The ticket was brought in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Now, it makes you wonder. Surely, if you had a ticket worth that kind of money, you'd want to redeem it.
Yeah.
But The question now is, why?
Why?
Has this person come forward? Is it possible? I'm starting a conspiracy theory here. Isn't it possible that the person that bought that ticket checked the numbers, realized they won $1.5 billion? And then croaked right in the spot.
Croaked?
I suppose it's possible.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got a piece of paper in your hands. Because with $1.5 billion, even if you take the lump sum, that's still going to be over $500 million.
I would be doing a happy dance.
I would, too. Oh, everybody here would be getting big checks.
I would be scared. I'd be very happy. Mm-hmm. I would also have this sense of dread. Like, I hope I don't, like...
Do I have to put armed guards around my house?
Right.
People know where I live.
Exactly.
I
think I would have to quit.
I just think at this point, if it hasn't been claimed, it's either somebody who lost their tickets, doesn't know where they are, or, in fact, I mean, that is that could be heart attack-inducing news for somebody.
Yes.
So we'll see how that happens, and then what happens if nobody claims it in 180 days. How about if the person that bought the ticket found it on the 185th day? Oh, if you didn't die from the initial shock, that would kill you too. Just saying. Interesting stuff. If you have any electrical needs, whether it's repair, install, ceiling fans, we're having Mr. Electric do some security work for us, a video image, a doorbell. We have new fixtures for the outside front that will spread more light and actually have a more practical type of light bulb in them. They're going to install those for us. And some they're going to move the most ridiculously placed electric outlet I've ever seen on any home. It's right outside our front door, but it's on the wall outside the door. So if you plug in the Christmas stuff,
you can't,
like my laser show, can't open a door because there's you plug anything in, you can't open the door. And it reminds me of that scene in the Naked Gun movies where the cop cars all pull up to the same place and they're so close nobody can get out of their cars. So they're going to put a plate over that and move the outlet to the front, which will be so much more practical. Things like that. When you want top-notch master electricians, when they say they'll be there at 1, you can count on the doorbell ringing at 12:59. People who bring a welcome mat to make sure that they don't bring any dirt into the house and then leave nothing behind, no debris, no anything. Clean it up for you. And upfront pricing. No surprises. Professionalism at its best. Mr. Electric, 269-8886. Or again, visit them online at MrElectric.com. And hey, if you're really lucky, you'll get to talk to the magical Wendy, who occasionally joins us at Baumhauer's on Wednesday evenings. Oh, by the way, Rosie, thanks, first of all, for being here today. And then I'm going to need you and LaDonna and everybody to leave the group because I won't be there Wednesday because I'll be swollen.
We'll do it.
I'll be Mr. Puffy Cheeks.
Yes.
You'll get through it just fine.
Maybe I'll have those crowns gold-plated. How did that look, huh?
I think it would look fantastic. I think you could pull it off.
Pit my smile.
You should do that. Don't make this some ironic joke.
Maybe we'll have them puree some sweet potato fries for you.
Those are so addictive.
Yes.
I got an order of those and I took them home Wednesday night with the Thai sweet barbecue sauce. That is such, you got to try that, folks. Next time you're in Baumhauer's, ask
delicious
about it. Sweet potato fries with the Thai sweet barbecue dip. It is absolutely sensational. Our final look at the roads. And what's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour? Oh. I see cool guys in the house.
Uh-huh. We have Eric and
Beyonce is here.
Mr. Trahan and Mr. Spotlow.
And Mr. Spotlow. Mm-hmm. Mr. Spotlow to you. They're next. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you bright and early Monday morning with three men and a lady.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are starting to lighten up a little bit around the area. Still pretty heavy up on Atlanta Highway, especially between Taylor Road and Bell Road. Things are very, very heavy right through there. Also seeing some pretty stiff traffic down on 85 southbound. That's going to be between South Union and the interchange. 65 is looking really good. The downtown area is pretty busy right now. And we're also seeing a little bit of heavy traffic on South Boulevard down around Troy Highway. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving, and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team to take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my